The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. We appreciate you taking the time by tuning in today. You have with you on this, kind of muggy day in the state of Minnesota, Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. It is September 17th, 2011, and again, we are live out of the state of Minnesota. It's overcast is what it is. But you know what? It's fall time, and thank God it's fall time. It's my favorite time of the year. Folks, again, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not others the measure of our conduct. Can we all say amen? Folks, can we all say amen? Now, if this was a black church, everybody would be saying hallelujah.
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 Glory.
Now, I gotta kind of tell everybody, I don't want to kind of like take it over the top, but my goodness, folks, I was in the bathroom today. There's no way of really saying this any other way than I'm going to convey it to you, okay? So, I'm in a public toilet today, and as I sit down, a voice from the next cubicle says, "Hi, how are you?" I thought to myself, you have got to be kidding me. I was a little embarrassed, to be honest with you. I said, "I'm doing fine." The voice said, "So what are you up to?" I said, "Just doing the same thing you are. You're sitting there." And then I asked him, "Can I come over?" And annoyed as I was, I said, "I'm rather busy right now." Then the voice said, "Listen, I have to call you back. There's an idiot in the cubicle next to me answering all of my questions." Now, do you believe that really, really happened today? Well, it did. And I mean, how do you say it? What do you go to? Now, folks, you know, one of the things that I do in the high school assemblies, I used to ask the teachers, how many of you have ever been to the bathroom before? And the kids would all raise their hands. They think it's funny. But you know what's interesting about it? Mr. Too Late over here is starting to laugh
because
he's just starting to get the point.
The guy was talking on the phone.
He was on the phone, okay? What's interesting about this is when I asked the students and the teachers how many in this room, in the hundreds, have been to the bathroom before, and they all raised their hands except the teachers. And folks, don't listen to me like that was really crude, because it's not like you don't go to the bathroom as well. And it's the same thing I say to the teachers.
Talk on your phone.
And I'll tell you what, if you haven't been to the bathroom or you don't go to the bathroom, first of all, you're lying. Second of all, you have to seriously be constipated. There's no way of saying that any other way than I just shared it with you. No, folks, on a serious note, we do appreciate you checking in with us today, tuning in with us. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977 if you want to be a part of the show. And, you know, just for the sake of calling Jake out right now, Mr. Too Late, who starts laughing 3 minutes after I tell you what happened in the bathroom today. Do you want to say, hey, Jake?
I didn't get that joke that you were responding to somebody who was talking on his phone. I'm sorry. Hello, America. Sorry I'm so slow today, but I thought that was a great joke, a great way to open
maybe
it.
We
kind of loosen things up a little
maybe
bit.
Maybe instead of calling Jake the other guy, maybe we should just call him too
late.
Too late.
But I'm here now.
What do you think?
Have I missed it? Have I missed the battle?
You have missed the battle. You've missed the war.
I shall sacrifice 100 bulls in your honor.
Save the bulls. Give honor to
Maximus.
There you go.
He won the war.
Yes, he did. So, well, we got that out of the way. So
okay.
I think everybody's kind of getting the point now. And, folks, I mean, how do you say that you're sitting in the bathroom any other way than the way I just shared? Here, I'll tell everybody again.
That was very transparent.
Okay,
you know,
so I'm in the public toilets today, and as I sat down, I heard a voice from the next cubicle say, how are you? And I was embarrassed. And I said, I'm doing fine. Well, the voice said, so what are you up to? I thought, well, that's kind of strange. I said, I'm just doing the same thing you are. I'm sitting here. Then I'm asked, can I come over? That's really weird. And annoyed, I said, I'm rather busy right now. Then the voice said, listen, I'll have to call you back. There's an idiot in the cubicle next to me answering all of my questions. Really? I mean, you got to get a new one, Sherry, because that one's like getting old. That's like tradition attached to old custom. It's just kind of wearing out. Let's get the rust of religion off that little slam there, okay?
Maybe do a drum solo from the Deadlock video, by the way. Folks, if you don't have the Deadlock video, you need to check that out. It's on the store of Sons of Liberty Radio. Bradley Dean is obviously a drummer. He can teach your kids from the perspective of a Christian, God-fearing patriot rather than a drug-using, sex-addicted, crazy rock musician.
Now, do you realize that if the world is to sell me, they would praise me for what I do, because I stand up against what they do? They try to, they attempt to discredit my ministry.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
It is insane.
Yeah, that's why I'm such a threat to the establishment of communism or socialism or leftism.
A good point to that is when we were watching, I don't know where we were, but that night when Kid Rock was on this pretty big show, and he's, you know, some kind of a musician type guy, he didn't wear a suit.
No.
And they didn't ridicule him for that.
No.
He wore sunglasses, black sunglasses.
And a baseball cap turned backwards. And
with his hair, long hair.
That's right. And what did he do? He promulgated
immorality. Garbage, and they praised him for it.
They totally praised him for it.
Nope, no picking on his clothes.
Nope, they didn't say any of that, did they?
No.
We got a good show today.
Yeah.
By the way, do you want to let the cat out of the bag with what's coming up here in a couple months? Because, folks, what we're doing right now is we're dealing with some people on a national level, not just marketers, but tour marketers.
Yeah.
And they're people that actually worked with Sean Hannity on the Freedom Jamboree, and we're going to be working with them because we're going to be working on a 10-city tour this year.
Yep.
And we'll let you know more as things come, as they transpire. But aside of that, I just wanted to put a little salt on your tongue right now. But, folks, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back. 1-877-807-9977. Keith Ellison's attacking Bradley Dean on the Daily Beast. We need to talk about that real quick.
Yes, we do.
We'll be right back. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood, and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on, concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to WiseFoodStorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from the Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background in rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
He actually did it backwards, but we're getting it. You know, because people might think, guys, that was really cool. I mean, that was Ray Comfort. Now, what did Ray say? Because I didn't really hear it because I was expecting to hear the music first. You know, one of the things I noticed with Carrie, too, is she's got her right foot with her left shoe on and her left shoe on her right foot.
Poor girl.
I don't mean to drag everybody's laundry out and hang it out for the world to see, but guys.
Last week she
lost
like
35
pounds.
What did Ray
just
say? I want to hear that again. That was really cool. This is Ray Comfort, folks. Check this out.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from the Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background and rock music gives an instant rapport with its generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Now, who did that? Was that you, Carrie, or Heather? Heather, look at me real quick. For as long as I can tolerate it. That was so cool. Oh, by the way, happy anniversary, Jake and Heather.
Yes.
I said to Jake, what am I congratulating you for?
12 years of...
ecstasy.
Wonderful.
Love. Virtue.
I'm at a loss of words. Sometimes it's better just not to even
I'm
say
at a loss of words,
so
too, because people aren't seeing what I'm seeing right now.
No, they're
they
not.
They would say, I can see why you're at a loss of
That's
words.
That's why it's talk radio. You don't have to see anything.
Congratulations. But you guys, for you guys
Thank
to
you.
Play that Ray Comfort thing, that was really cool. Whose idea was that? That was so great. Anyways, folks, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. Again, folks, the number 1-877-807-9977. I said right before the break, Keith Ellison takes a shot. That's moi. Now, folks, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but it was my understanding that Keith Ellison, as I just shared with you, has made a comment about me on the Daily Beast, it's a national outlet, saying to the American people that they may not know quite how extreme this guy, Bradley Dean, is. Now, that's interesting. Can you say Keith is straining at a gnat while he swallows a big camel? A big camel? Now, due to the fact that I'm not qualified to attack the issues of Islam, I'll let Brigitte Gabrielle expose Keith Ellison to say what I could never say, and I want you to listen carefully, and I'll be right back. Do you want to give Keith Ellison a shout-out here? Can you kind of expound on who he is again for Minnesota?
Keith Ellison is somebody who was supported by the majority Muslim front organizations in the United States that are all discussed in the Muslim Brotherhood Project. All these organizations are front organizations for the Muslim Brotherhood in the United States in order to advance the terrorist radical agenda in the United States. You know, anybody who would have heard the shouts of Allahu Akbar echoing through the ballroom when Keith Ellison got elected should be very, very concerned. He is somebody who is basically in the pockets of the radical Islamists. This is what we are dealing with. So when you have the liberals in the state of Minnesota working with the Muslims, again, do you see how they are following exactly the teachings and the commandments of the Muslim Brotherhood Project? And they're trying to ensure that they can have their own people in office, and they are succeeding.
Wow. Exactly. Folks, Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty is extreme. People may not know quite how extreme this guy is. Is that like the pot calling the kettle black? It's got to be.
But not really, though, because when the pot calls the kettle black, they both are black. So one is insinuating that the other is different than he is. But you're not black.
I'm just surprised that Keith would go that far due to the fact that we've tried to get him on the radio show, and he doesn't want...
He's too busy serving the American people, right?
It's got to be. It's got to be. Yeah. So let me say this. America, I want to speak to you clearly, and I want you to hear me clearly, please. Until America gets out of the political rhetoric and the games that are being played out in front of the faces, your faces, nothing's going to change. If you think the incumbent leadership, both politically and religiously, are going to bring you forward, you got to think again. Though I do want to say this is important to interject. There is good leadership in both camps, but there needs to be much more. Now, if we had a coach for the NFL football team that lost game after game after game for the last 40 and 50 years, wouldn't you agree that things need to change, namely the coach? Now, until you call things for what they are and bring firm correction needed, justice is the guardian of liberty, you know that inscription on the Supreme Court building to establish righteousness, things are going to remain the same. America needs to change that. Now, back to Keith Ellison. According to Keith, it's extreme to stand up for our posterity, our future generations, because that's what I do, to fight for and to protect the family and to enforce the laws of our land. Now, if this is extreme, then it's extreme. I rest my case. Keith Ellison is right. But let me reassure you that it is the extreme that America is calling for, and it is rightly called leadership, not extremity. The right time to do the right thing is right now, and America is waiting for the now. It's time for the reestablishing of who we are, restoration of who we are as a people, as a republic, one nation under God, the Christian religion, indivisible, undividable, unbreakable, with liberty, freedom to do the things that we ought to do, and justice according to the Mosaic institution called common law for all. Now, to make myself clear, my extremities that I've advocated according to Keith Ellison are not lawless, but rather lawful. Constitutional and not unconstitutional, American and not un-American. Keith Ellison seems to forget in his folly that I'm not the one trying to overthrow our Constitution or the laws of our land, that he is. Folks, I may be extreme, but I'm extreme in preserving this country, not tearing it down. Too many of our veterans have paid the ultimate price by giving the ultimate sacrifice, and I'm not going to personally roll over and let them desecrate their memories anymore. Now, the problem with the radicals is they don't know how to deal with those who don't roll over like That's the right. average conservative does. Mm-hmm. Every time they want another law overthrown. Mm-hmm. You know, them days are over with the radicals because people are tired of being rolled over upon. Isn't that right, America? America has been screaming from the housetops for years now, 3 years namely, enough is enough. Where's Keith been? Doesn't he hear the voice of his constituents, or did he forget that he works for we the people? I want to ask Keith Ellison a question. What is extreme about our laws? What is it that you don't like about who we are? Our laws say no to Sharia law in this country. Is this your problem, Keith? According to your mindset, that is extreme, and let me say this, so be it, extreme it is. The people all over the country are rising up against the gay agenda that you, Keith, are attempting to put forth. 31 of 31 states have voted gay marriage down. Is this your problem, Mr. Leader of the LGBT? According to your mindset, that's extreme. Extreme it is, and so be it. Apparently, Keith Ellison doesn't know that this is illegal in this country. That is pretty extreme, Keith. But then again, Keith Ellison is also the first politician that has blatantly disrespected everything about who we are as a Christian nation here in the state of Minnesota. Keith Ellison broke tradition in our country by swearing in on the Quran rather than the Holy Bible. Pretty extreme, Keith. Wouldn't you say, America? Keith reminds me of them that hate good cops. The good cops love their country so much that they honor everything about the established government by enforcing the laws of the land towards anyone that would attempt to overthrow it. Question mark, America. Who would call a good cop extreme? You fill in the blank. Now, Keith might want to do his homework on them that he attacks and maybe even give them a call before he tells the press things that he knows nothing of, because it's best for Keith to stick with the people that don't know the difference as to who he is, like he has been, because they are the only ones foolish enough to ignore the writings on the wall with Keith. Now, how extreme am I? Let me go to my brother from another mother named Martin Luther King Jr. He said, I must admit that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist, but as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being considered an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. So the question, America, is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of extremists will we be? Will we be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? America, I want you to decide. And for goodness sakes, folks, what is Keith Ellison doing serving we the people in the United States of America when he is clearly an enemy of the state? Read your Constitution. Oh, and one more point with Keith. Just want to let Keith know, as I speak to America. In 2010, the Socialist Party of America released the names of 70 Democrat members of Congress who are members of their caucus. Guess whose name is among that list, folks? Mr. Representative Keith Ellison. So next time you want to talk about how extreme or radical someone might be, Keith, you want to put it into perspective, because the Sons of Liberty are going to hold your feet to who you are, like it or not. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. Again, folks, that number is 1-877-807-9977, and we'll be right back after this break.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The two pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, this is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. Congratulations for 9 years on the air to folks who understand that the restoration of the Republic depends on the application of biblical principles to the civil body politic. Congratulations, well done.
Wow.
Michael, that was very nice of you.
How many do you guys have? Michael Peruca, do you guys know who he was? He was the presidential candidate for 2004.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's great.
Yes, he is. He's one of the renowned Americans in this country right now.
Whose idea was this? Was this Kathy's or was this Heather's?
It was Carrie's.
Well, you guys, Kathy's. You guys are the best. You guys are just, I'm just blown over the top. Folks, right before the break, we were talking about Keith Ellison, how he attacked me on the Daily Beast. And what's interesting, folks, is let's go back to our foundations again, because it's not only, listen, folks, we're not on the radio only to just tell you the problems. We want to instruct in righteousness so you can bring forth the answer. Most people say, what do we do? Well, that's what we're doing, is always giving you the answers. Daniel Webster said June 1st, 1837, he said, I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe. Here, just hang on a second. Just flow for a second with me. How many folks across the country do you hear telling the American people what they need to hear? I know there's others out there. I'm just asking the question, how many folks on the radio today will mostly just overlook what Keith Ellison is and what he does? They'll talk about it, but that's where it stops. It doesn't go any further. Then they'll throw a joke in about how it's funny as their country's being destroyed and besieged. But let's not talk about really what's happening out there. We don't want to throw facts out there, which are stubborn things, as John Adams rightly said, because if we did, people might have to respond. They won't be able to go to their movie or their baseball game or their football game.
Dang it.
Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, because if we really mean what we say, then we really have to respond to the problems.
That's right.
Yeah. That's where we're at today, America. We don't have any more time to play games. We don't have time to play the conservatives anymore. We have to do the right thing right now for the right reasons for our posterity. And so we have a future so we can retire someday and our children can call us blessed, not cursed. Come on.
Yep.
I mean, our forefathers, just think of they sat around and they just talked and talked and talked and talked. I had a guy tell me one time, a station manager, Bradley, you really hit that guy. He's talking about the president. Well, let me ask you the question, Mr. Radio Station Manager. Why don't you hit them people that are destroying your country? And let me ask you another question. What are you complaining about?
Yep.
You're complaining about it, but when somebody really means to bring about change, you criticize the person that is bringing about change because there's too much trouble in that righteousness, and you don't want that. You want to hold the truth in unrighteousness.
Yep.
How hypocritical. And this is why Jesus said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and beware of the leaven of Herodians. Doctrine of government, doctrine of the church, not the Spirit. That's why we walk down the center, and that's why Jesus said straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Did Jesus change the world? 2,000 years later, are we still talking about the King of Glory that brought about change and still is to those that call upon His name? Yes.
Yes, we are.
Even 235 years ago, our forefathers called upon Him, and God established the righteousness in the branch of David. Are we there? Yes, we are. Should we play with what them men sacrificed for? No. But why do people on the radio talk around the issues? Why do they make light? Because I'll tell you why. Because they lightly esteem the rock of their salvation. That's why. They don't really believe what they say. Folks, a lot of these people are in it for a job. That's it. It's security. They don't care no more about their country than the one destroying it.
Yeah. They actually like the one that's destroying it so that they can talk about it.
That's it. And that's as far as it goes. Or another meeting. Or another get-together.
Yeah.
Or another gathering. It's like at 5 o'clock, it's all over. Now I put on a different hat.
Yeah, that's right. But my different life, my other
life. What do you think their wives think of them men?
Seriously. I don't think they think much of them men.
No. That's probably why they're listening to the Sons of Liberty.
That's right. All the wives are tuned in right now, 4 to 6.
Wow.
They don't believe enough to act.
Which, no.
You know, if you really do believe in what you're saying, as you're talking about the talking heads, talking, if they really believe, they couldn't not but act. I mean, that's the proof. It's in the Bible, faith without works. It ain't faith. It's dead.
Yes.
In order to have belief, if you really believe in the rhetoric that we talk about, then you have to act. You can't but not act. We can't but not be
on my Facebook. On my Facebook, I want to high-five you women out there. On my Facebook, a high percentage of them that are actually in the battle, just like you were talking about, Miss, the guest you had on radio yesterday.
Miss Pamela Geller.
Oh, right. My gosh, dude.
Yep.
I mean, you want to talk about a lioness
doing
the stuff?
Seriously, yeah.
You women out there, I got to high-five you from A to Z because you are the ones putting your foot down while the cowardice men are tucking tail and running the other way. Come on. Bring it on. 1-877-807-9977. Am I right?
Yes.
Women, am I right about what's going on out there? Because we have noticed this reoccurring thing all over the country. It's the women doing the stuff.
Yep. Who's the one organizing? Who's the one emailing? Who's the one busy in social networking? Who's the one attending the meetings, making sure that their legislators and their elected officials stay the course?
In our backyard. In our backyard. Yep. Let me ask you the question.
Mm-hmm.
Jake, I ask you this.
Yeah.
Who's heading up the tea parties? One tea party is headed up by a guy.
Mm-hmm.
What about the other ones? Women.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you something. The presidential candidates, who are the ones really speaking forth the truth? Is it the women or the men? Come on, tell the truth and shame the devil who's doing the stuff.
Yep.
And the one telling the most truth is the one that doesn't have anything to lose. But if you had any common sense, America, you would look at that individual that is under attack constantly and say, that is the one that is trying to gain back our country.
That's right.
Not playing politics, but what do you have the guys doing?
Oh, I didn't say that. You know,
that's
I
not
didn't.
What I meant.
I talk out of both sides of my mouth, and you know, I'm trying to save face, but I'm losing face.
I didn't really say that.
Come on.
Oh, come on, guys. That's a poor question.
How ridiculous. Tell the truth and shame the devil. Here we go.
And there's the fruit, and there is our opportunity, folks, to react. And as you said before,
totally.
If you believe, you can't but react. You will react.
Daniel Webster said, June 1st, 1837, I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe. James Madison said something very similar. He said, our destruction, should it come at all, will be from another quarter, from the inattention of the people to the concerns of their government, from their carelessness and negligence. I must confess that I do apprehend some danger, said Daniel Webster. I fear that they, you, America, may place too implicit a confidence in their public servants and fail to properly scrutinize their conduct. That in this we may be made the dupes of designing men and become instruments of their own undoing, those that depart from who we are, make them intelligent, and they will be diligent. Give them the means of detecting the wrong, and they will apply the remedy. Huh. Well, let's speak of being intolerant towards un-American leadership. Let's turn this tide a little bit. Let's be intolerant from them that are advocating the destruction of America. Folks, did you know that in 2005, 111 members of the House and Senate who have run at least, they have run at least two businesses into the ground, they went bankrupt, often leaving business partners and creditors holding the bag. 79 of them have credit reports so bad they can't get an American Express card on their own. But listen to this. As members of Congress, they get a government-issued American Express card without a credit check.
Because your Social Security is on the line, America, not theirs.
Wow. 64 have personal and financial problems so serious they would be denied security clearances by the Department of Defense or the Department of Energy if they had to apply through normal channels. But again, as members of Congress, they get such clearances simply because they fooled enough people to get elected. Yep. Now, folks, why are we seeing this corruption at the top? That's where it should be least tolerated. Yep. 31 members of the current Congress have been accused of spousal abuse in either criminal or civil proceedings. 33 have driving while intoxicated arrests on their driving records. 34, if included George W. Bush. Oh, but let's not talk about that one.
He's a conservative. What are you defending the party? What are you doing?
24 are or have been defendants in various lawsuits ranging from bad debts, disputes with business partners, or civil matters. 9 members of Congress have been accused of writing bad checks even after the scandal several years ago, which resulted in closure of the informal house bank that routinely allowed members to overdraw their accounts without penalty. No consequence? You encourage the crime. 17 have drug-related arrests in their backgrounds, 6 for shoplifting, 5 for fraud, 4 for assault, and 1 for criminal trespass. These numbers vary from little from what we have found. Folks, this was in 1999. Did you hear what I said?
Not too long ago.
Some are slightly higher, others slightly lower. What they show is the highest legislative body changed with creating laws for other Americans to follow is overrun with the abusers of not only the law, but also the trust of the public that put them into the office. Folks, check it out. Capitol Hill Blue, it's copyrighted. Capitol Hill Blue. And give us your thoughts on that. Now, I'm going to show you how the adults don't seem to get it, but the kids do get it.
Huh.
Who's a good one to throw out first? Sam?
Oh.
D? Come on. Okay, I guess they're a little bit too long, folks, but I want you to hear what the kids have to say as to what's going on in their country. Now, folks, the corruption in this government is being exposed day in and day out. You see it all over the place. You hear it all over the place. This is your mercy from God to bring it to the light. Why? So you can deal with it.
Right.
Establish righteousness through judgment. Listen to what Jonah 2:8 says. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies. So what's the mercy? God bringing all things to the light. So you have to deal with the issue. So don't complain about what you tolerate, America. That's really what it comes down to. One more time on this hour, 1-877-807-9977. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We'll be right back after this break.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
My name is Larry Quayman. I am a conservative lawyer and activist. I would like to say that You Can Run But You Cannot Hide International Foundation is a great, great group. It's looking for morals and values in American society. We need groups like that. We need good Christians out there fighting for what's right and what's good. And I recommend them to all listeners, and I hope that they will support them with all their heart and also support them financially.
You guys, I don't... The cackles of my heart are completely warm. I'm spilling out.
It's a warm feeling.
With gratitude.
It's a warm day.
Now, Larry Klayman, folks, for those that didn't know, this was just brought to the light. Remember how Mr. Bloomberg illegally barred clergy from going to the 911 memorial? For those that didn't know, did you guys know that Obama is responsible for that? That should come as no surprise to anybody here, but he was the one that was personally responsible for just that. Let me take it back. Go ahead.
I was going to say, and then he's the one that reads the Bible verse out of the book of Psalms at the ground.
You know, can't you just see an angel of the Lord standing over the top of him? Just keep going.
Yep.
Keep going.
Keep saying it.
Yep, just keep
going.
Got him,
Jacob.
Yep.
Here we go.
Now, let's go back just a little bit. But do you guys remember when we had Judge Roy Moore? Remember Judge Roy Moore, folks? He was the judge in Alabama that would not deny the God that he swore. When he swore his oath, he put his hand on that Bible. He would not deny that God. He would not deny that oath that he gave. Judge Roy Moore told me that Karl Rove and George Bush were personally responsible with having him remove the Ten Commandments from that court. But no, that's not what I heard. Mm-hmm. That's not what the state-run media told me. No, I know. That's what Judge Roy Moore told me. How come that wasn't reported to Christian America? I mean, could it possibly be true they say one thing and do the opposite? America, what is the fruit?
That's right. You know a man by his fruit.
What is a fruit? Bradley, this show is so convicting. It's just so convicting. I know. That's what the Holy Spirit comes to do, convict men of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Read John 16, especially you professed Christians. God doesn't.
You mean I gotta read my Bible if I'm a Christian?
God doesn't comfort a man in sin, America. Let's keep that in mind. Jay, could you read this? I feel like John Quincy Adams handing a letter. No.
Thomas?
We'll call you Thomas for right now. But John Adams said he was the proudest
father.
Yeah.
Speaking of John
Quincy Adams. Oh, and he had
him. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, let's not go there. Will you just read the letter? I just received this, folks, and I want you to listen carefully because this is why we do what we do. Listen carefully.
I'm a truck driver that has heard a number of talk shows. Yours is the most important show on the radio. There was a day many years ago when I sat across the table from Bradley in disagreement. That was before I spent hundreds of hours listening to the words of Jesus as I drive. It is extremely difficult to find a forum where the difficult words of Jesus are spoken and taught. They are normally avoided and hidden because they are not politically correct. I will give you one quick example. There are four places where Jesus said clearly, "Do not marry a divorced person. It is adultery." Four times. Was it an accident that this made it into the Gospels four times? I have gone to a church all my life and never once heard a sermon on this extremely clear teaching from the mouth of Jesus Christ. This is one simple example. There are many teachings equally avoided. I think people would be shocked if they did a study on what Jesus said about salvation in the books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
Yeah.
His words have largely been thrown out of popular theology. This is because they challenge the Christian version of pagan tolerance.
Mm-hmm.
Try to find a sloppy grace in those three books. I have often heard you both embrace and teach and challenge us with the difficult teachings of Scripture. It is the only place I can go for this when I am on the road. You have given me courage. I was severely doubting my ability to understand clear Scripture because no one else seems to get it. You get it, and you give me courage to get it as well.
I can't give it until I get it.
That's right.
You know what a leader is, don't you?
Yep.
A leader is a follower.
Yep. He's the greatest follower.
Yeah.
I have often wondered who nurtured you men in your faith. I bless them every step of the way. God bless you and keep you. The Lord cause His face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you.
I love that.
And give you peace. Sincerely, David. I can't pronounce his last
name. It doesn't matter his last name. The point is made, right?
Yes, absolutely.
It was Mark Twain that said, "It's not the Scriptures that I don't know that I have a problem with. It's the Scriptures that I do know."
Right.
Now, it's interesting. He went, and praise God for David. Okay, mm-hmm. That's awesome. Thank you, David. But the bottom line is you have, your whole life, had the opportunity to read that Bible, because the pastor himself, you have to keep in mind, he's not going to get you to heaven. Jesus Christ is. He's the one that gives salvation. Nobody else. Nobody else outside of that. I am the way, the truth, and the life. There's one man. There's one mediator between God and man. His name is Jesus Christ. There is one way. Not two, not ten, not 15, not whatever you think. No. Listen, all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ, whether you like it or not. Okay? Now, what's interesting is Mark Twain, again, said, "It's not the Scriptures that I don't know that I have a problem with. It's the ones that I do know." Folks, don't let the Word of God be a stumbling block in your life. Let the hard ones work themselves through you until you accept them as sound doctrine. And then what happens is you have weight and you have power in your feet. You're established. You'll be a pillar of truth. And not outside of that. When you stay inside of that, don't get outside of Christ, listen to what He has to say. But why did it take Him so long to figure it out? And it's interesting. I was at odds. Folks, I want you to listen carefully again. Those people, I just got one the other day on the Facebook the other day. A nice email was sent from a lady I haven't seen or talked to in 15, 20 years. She said, "But I don't believe in all of what you believe." And I emailed her back because I love this. I said, "What is it that you say I believe that you disagree with?" She couldn't come up with anything. The stumbling block is the Word of God. Folks, people have problems with the Sons of Liberty because of, you have to keep this in mind. We're not giving you our opinion. We're giving you the Word. That's it. That's what you have a problem with. We're not giving you our opinion. What do you think of that? What do you think of that?
I think serious. Most of the time, just like you said, is talk radio is based on just that. It's opinion.
It totally
it's not
is.
Fact, it's not foundation.
No, because if you had opinion, the Word of God always brings resolve. There's nothing to talk about. And by the way, when you read the Word of God and you read the Constitution and you put yourself in subjection to agree with what they said, there's nothing to talk about.
Yep.
I've said this before, and I'll say it again. We can have different opinions as long as we're rooted in the same principles. But when you're rooted in the same principles, there's really not room for a whole mess of different opinions.
Yeah.
Boy, I don't mean to confuse people out there, but anyways. Right before the break, we were talking about how the adults don't seem to get what the kids get. I wrote a letter to the President of the United States last week, and after I wrote that letter, it was brought back to me that the kids now want to write a letter to the President. And so a couple of the kids in the ministry here actually wrote a letter, and I said, let's record these because they're innocent, they're genuine, they're sincere, they're not tainted, and this is what's inside of their heart. And I want you to hear from five-year-old, a seven-year-old, and a nine-year-old. I want you to hear from them as to what they said. There was actually three of them. So let's go ahead and play one. Who's this one? This is Buggy. Check this out, folks.
Dear Mr. President, allow me to introduce myself. My name is Samuel Judith Bradley Dean. Why do you think it is okay to have moms abort babies in their stomachs? I do not know if you know this, but 55 million babies would be alive today if you and others would have stood against abortion. The Sixth Commandment commands us not to kill, and yet you think it is okay to kill when the Sixth Commandment tells us not to. Why do you say you are a Christian, and yet you say we are not a Christian nation? That does not make any sense. If you claim to be a Christian, then you should believe that we are a Christian nation. Mr. President, do you think we are a republic or a democracy? If you repeated democracy, just to let you know, we are a republic, not a democracy. It would be lots of help if you would stand up for our Christian nation. After all, you are going to stand before God for your actions. Why do you say you are going to do something and yet you do not do it? Have you not read the Ninth Commandment that tells us not to lie? Why are you aiming for our kids in public schools? If you knew that our veterans fought, bled, and died, you would not be doing these evil things today. Mr. President, we are fighting for our posterity so that when our kids grow up, they can have a future. You are teaching your kids to be like you and they should be like God. You are also teaching your kids how to listen to men's 10,000 commandments instead of God's 10 commandments. Mr. President, thank you for taking the time to read this letter. I hope you change your ways. Sincerely, Samuel Judith, I am 7 years old.
Thank you. Okay, cool. I just wanted to make okay. Okay, sincerely.
That was brilliant. That was awesome.
Nobody told him to write a thing.
Yep.
The little kids had an idea, and they said, we want to write a letter to the president, too. So we said, okay, go ahead. Sincere as can be. Pure as can be, folks. Pure as can be. Common sense. They get it. No one had to tell them what to say. How to say it. How to write it. Nobody.
And how valid their points were. I mean, you don't hear stuff like that every day. And this is coming from that was a seven-year-old kid.
Doesn't Scripture say something out of the mouth of babes and sucklings come forth what?
Perfected praise.
Perfected praise.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, if God can't use...
That was awesome.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
It's great. We're going to come back with a couple more.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.